Beth Hammond.
It's far enough away.
Okay.
One of Beth's properties is closer to 86 Highway.
So she's been to our home a couple times, and we've talked to her, and she told me that she would, you know, help me rent it, you know, go through her website to rent it. There's a lady that lives down the road a ways, and she takes care of Beth's house as far as she has a cleaning crew. And so I've talked to her, and, you know, she's right there, one that we can hire to clean if we're gone. Also, my father just lives right up the road at 1895 Tate Road. So he would also, we could put his name on the list of people to contact, you know, when we rent it, if the renters had an issue and they couldn't get a hold of us. So we're trying to get our ducks in a row in that way. So like I say, we're new in it, so we'll just, you know, abide by what we need to do and learn as we go, I suppose. So.
Any other questions?
Can you expand on, Scott mentioned the update of the septic system. Do you have a plan in place, or did I misinterpret that?
No, it's a drip system, so we'd have to see, which I did a permit on it originally, see how much tank storage they'd have. They might have to intercept and add another tank and then add the amount of square foot of drip field, which the drip soils evaluation is not going to change. Because
so it's just expanding what's already there.
Correct.
Yeah, it's a 1,500-gallon tank.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it had? 1,000 and then a 500 pump tank.
Yeah.
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 That's the normal, 1,000 gallon septic and then a 500 settling tank and a pump tank.
The pressure system was dousing.
Correct. So more than likely they'd set another field up to douse at a different time.
I'd say there'd be enough room.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions for the applicant? And again, we don't have anybody in the audience to speak for or against this application, correct?
There's one, I think.
Is there one?
Yes.
One that can speak for.
Okay. You want to come up?
Sure. My name is Mike Brower.
I have some nightly rentals in the area, Branson Cedars, and I know that the person that has the one on Newton Road, his name is Jim McKissick, and that's about 400 yards as a crow flies from her front door.
Okay.
I live three houses down from the Crabtree, so I'm all for it. I mean, I may want to do the same thing someday. I have a lower floor in my house that would be perfect for a nightly rental, and we manage our own properties anyway. My wife does. Everything's controlled over the internet. We have cleaning crews, maintenance crews. They're located right here in the area. So, and the other thing I want to say in the nightly rental business, the higher end, and this would be definitely a high end. You don't get the kind of riffraff that people typically worry about, and so it's a matter of fact, it forces people like me to take better care of our property, actually, than you might normally. So. I'm all in. I'm all for it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a good thing for the area, in my opinion.
Okay.
Is there any questions you all have for me?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any follow-up questions or anyone have enough information to make a motion?
Well, since we've got several over there, I'll make a motion to approve it.
I'll second.
Yeah. Several in the area.
We've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Marla will generate a decision of record.
Okay.
That she'll mail you a copy of, and then you can make arrangements to come in and have it signed and notarized and then recorded. And you have 120 days to do that. After
okay.
We generate the letter, so.
All right.
Okay, she'll be in contact with you. She's real good at that.
Right. She's really sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
you do my glasses while you're up?
No.
She answered that quick.
Yeah.
That didn't take long.
Negative responses from ladies or something I have come to get used to.
Mr. Stire.
Yes. I haven't been in the Tannehill County PNC meeting in years.
We've been blessed. No, I'm kidding.
Some of you look familiar.
You do too, Harry.
Doesn't look like we're gonna be socially distant on this.
Probably.
Social distancing on this one here.
Here's the part where you should repeat it in the limited 5 minutes. Easy's over.
Yeah. Well, we were quick to this point. 21 minutes. We're on number three.
Well done.
Bought us a few minutes.
We're going to need it. Maybe not. Scott, are you ready to read the explanation of meeting procedures?
Uh-huh. You ready, Presley? Okay. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Tannehill County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division 3 permit application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Tannehill County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet which was provided at the entrance of the room. Please present that completed sign-up sheet to Presley on the sidewall there. Then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. No comments or disruptions from the audience will be tolerated, and the person or persons causing the disruption may be asked to leave the Commission hearing room. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote. And I believe before the meeting, during the opening part of the meeting, Planning Commission voted to limit time for each
5 minutes.
Five minutes. For someone that was not a party to the case, like applicant.
Yes.
Yep.
Is the applicant or applicant representative present? Okay.
So we'll move into case number 20. 04. Your applicant, Northwest Specialty Homes LLC, is seeking planning commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit allowing corporate retreat use in the existing single-family home located at 493 Shady Drive, Branson. This Division 3 special use application for corporate retreat is defined as the following. Corporate retreat, an event in which executives or employees of a company gather for seminars, team building activities to also include family reunions. Per the assessor's information, the single family residence was built in 1987. The lot is 150 by 191, irregular in size. It is lot 4, located in the Taneycomo Heights subdivision. The property is served by Missouri American Water Company for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. Applicant plans to use the home for their corporate and company gatherings, in addition to host and share the home with workers, business associates, bankers, family reunions, and other functions. The applicant has submitted a site plan for parking and buffering will be the existing trees and fencing around the property. The project received a total score of 10 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. Staff recommendations, if Taney County Planning Commission would approve permit number 2004, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One would be compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two, the corporate retreat has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued, and as applicable, is specific to an approved development plan and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. Three, the permit does not constitute a land use change and is not therefore tied to the property. That is, it does not transfer as part of the property sale or ownership change. Four, the property where a special use permit is granted shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. Five, if the conditions and restrictions of the special use permit are not complied with, the permit can be revoked by the administrative decision. If the permit has been revoked, it can be reinstated only by the Planning Commission through the Division 3 process. Six, if the special use permit is not executed within 1 year period from the date of the approval or is discontinued for a period of 1 year or greater, it shall be considered abandoned and no longer executable. With the issuance of the Certificate of Compliance, a Division 3 Special Use Permit will be issued and executed by the Planning Administrator. 7. A compliance letter from Western Taney County Fire Protection District. 8. Corporate retreat shall sleep no more than 22 persons. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. 9. One off-street parking space shall be provided for each 2 persons of occupancy. Thus, a total of 11 parking spaces will be required. Corporate retreat occupant vehicles are to be parked on the residence property or an overflow parking area if available and not on a roadside. 10. A management company or waste collection provider shall provide weekly solid waste collection during all the months that corporate retreat is available for rent. 11. The corporate retreat shall contain a minimum of 1 operable fire extinguisher, operable smoke alarms, and operable carbon monoxide alarms in compliance with local fire district regulations where applicable. 12. A certificate of compliance, a CFC, must be issued for the corporate retreat special use permit certifying the structure or use is in compliance with all applicable Taney County Development Guidance Code provisions, including but not limited to compliance with the local fire districts and all other planning commission requirements of the decision of record. This is all done before issuing the CFC for the corporate retreat special use permit. 13. A valid Missouri Department of Sales Tax license or number shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to issuance of the Certificate of Compliance. Corporate retreat shall be posted within 5 feet of the main entrance of the dwelling unit, both on the inside and outside, and contain the following information: name, telephone number of local representative, name, address of owner, contact information for Planning Department, Sheriff's Department, maximum occupancy, name and telephone number of all local emergency personnel, police, fire, medical, number of off-street parking spaces provided on the property, and the maximum number of nightly rental occupant vehicles.